Let's get some commentary on this from Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future. Bruce, good evening.
Good evening.
Rail fares always go up on January the 2nd. Who's going to be hit most by this rise?
I suppose it would be the hard-pressed commuter, really, because obviously if you're looking at 2.3%, it doesn't sound much, does it? In fact, actually, for season tickets, it would be the lower figure, 1.9. But it sounds like just a tiny increase. But, you know, if your season ticket is well into four figures, I think that's really quite a substantial increase.
Now, the railways and the government will no doubt say this increase is necessary because there's a huge amount of money that needs to be invested into the railways. If there was no increase, it would be the poor, hard-pressed taxpayer that would have to foot the bill. So presumably, it's more reasonable that the user should pay.
Well, superficially, you might say that, but let's not forget the knock-on benefits that the railway system provides for people who don't use the railways. It's a great driver of economic growth. The country simply couldn't function, particularly big cities, couldn't function without the railways. Imagine if the railways shut down tomorrow. Those motorists simply wouldn't be able to get to work. So it also eases congestion, it reduces pollution. So I think it is reasonable that the taxpayer at least picks up some part of the tab for this.
But of course, when you look at the capacity on the railways, at rush hour times, in the mornings and the evenings, there is virtually no capacity left. Most trains are full. Lots of trains, particularly going into London, have people standing. So there's clearly a demand, even at these outrageous prices, or outrageous,
yes,
as some people
right,
might
yeah.
say.
But I mean, what that highlights really is the need for continuous ongoing investment, because the investment that we've received and are receiving at the moment isn't keeping up with the increasing demand for use of the trains, which has doubled in 20 years. And despite the government's best efforts to price people off the railways, people still feel that they have to use them.
And I see that Southern Rail are being forced to offer season ticket holders a month for free because of all of the disruption that they've had this year. That's quite unprecedented, isn't it?
I'm not aware of any other instance of it. It may well have happened before, but obviously the Southern are very much the villains of the piece at the moment, aren't they? They've had such a lot of bad publicity. And I think it's absolutely right that, where customers are sort of seriously inconvenienced, or even slightly inconvenienced, that they're eligible for compensation. So clearly Southern are sort of going some way to sort of put things right here. But, yeah, Southern, I mean, another example of overcrowded railways and possible mismanagement there.
Bruce, thank you. That's Bruce Williamson from Rail Future.